Recreational marijuana was legalized in Michigan this year, but many cities across the state aren't letting marijuana businesses operate, at least for the time being. Their argument is the state hasn't figured out how to regulate them yet. But one small community in northern Michigan is in the middle of a legal and political debate that could set a precedent for the rest of the state. IPR's Max Johnston has the story.
Vanderbilt is a small village 15 minutes north of Gaylord. It's about 1 square mile, has a population just below 600, and has 1 traffic light. Residents say Vanderbilt used to be known for its manufacturing and logging industry, with a little bit of tourism sprinkled in. But lately, it's known for something else, a debate over marijuana. When marijuana legalization was on the ballot in November, nearly 200 people in Vanderbilt voted for it, and 57% of them said yes.
Dozens of people that have come to the meetings and stood up and, you know, say that they voted for it and they want to see Vanderbilt, you know, move into the 21st century.
That's Ryan Cottrell. He was born and raised in Vanderbilt. Cottrell was thrilled when legal marijuana passed, and he thought that it would be a huge boost to the area.
You're talking more traffic in Vanderbilt. You're talking the gas stations are busier, the restaurants are busier, the stores are busier.
Anyone over the age of 21 can now have marijuana in Michigan. But it's up to individual cities and towns to let marijuana businesses operate in city limits. And Cottrell hoped that village officials would want them in Vanderbilt. But the village council, of which Cottrell is a member, said no thanks. They voted it down 5-2. Ron Bush is on the council and voted no.
I don't care if people use marijuana. They can use all they want.
But he draws the line at marijuana businesses in Vanderbilt.
Well, I think everybody from around this area would be coming to Vanderbilt to buy their pot. I really do. And that's why we'd be known as a pot village.
Bob McMaster was another no vote on the council. He says the state hasn't figured out what marijuana businesses will look like and what the regulations will be.
Voting for something that you don't know what it is just nuts.
He says Vanderbilt should wait and see what the state does, and they could opt back in when the state figures out their regulations. That argument is actually pretty common, and in most areas, that's the end of the debate. But there's something citizens can do after that. The law says if they write a petition and get enough signatures, it gets on the ballot in the next election. In January, Vanderbilt took that step. It only took 10 signatures.
And what happens then?
That's Traverse City Attorney George Powell. He's been following the case in Vanderbilt closely. Powell is reading the language of the marijuana law as I interview him, but even he's still catching up.
This is brand new. Okay, so that, I mean, this is why this is interesting to me, because really what we're going to find out how this is going to work.
What happens next, Powell says, is voters decide if they want marijuana businesses in town. The issue will be put to a vote in Vanderbilt this August. Powell says the village is the only place in the state so far that has gone this route.
Vanderbilt might be a small community up in northern Michigan, but this is going to be a precedent. A precedent will be set one way or the other.
Ryan Cottrell says if voters approve it in August, Vanderbilt will be at the front of the line to open recreational marijuana businesses. In the meantime, he says he'll be knocking on doors to inform the public about what they'll vote on. Opponents like McMaster and Bush say they'll be doing the same. For Points North, I'm Max Johnston.